I think the most embarrassing thing about people simping for the ultra wealthy isn't necessarily like the delusion that they will also one day be super wealthy or the belief that they have more in common with that really rich person than with like a homeless person, because I don't even necessarily think those things are always true. I think the most embarrassing thing is that when you look at how wealth is measured in our society, mostly it's measured by how little you have to deal with poor people. Or even really middle class people. Like using air travel as an example, yes, you can move up to a more comfortable seat in the plane, but first of all, even on commercial travel, you can move up to a first class where you don't board with everyone else, you don't go through security like everyone else, you go through a separate entrance, you get chauffeured to the gate, all of that kind of stuff. But then eventually you just fly private and don't have to deal with anyone. You live in like gated communities and doorman buildings, you have security for everything, you don't have to run your own errands, you don't have to do your own shopping. And all of that is about convenience to some extent, but it's mostly about not having to interact with people poorer than you. Like, that is the true measure of wealth. And like, to be fair, even for the very rich people, this comes at a great cost. Like, there are a lot of interesting studies that show that people's mental health actually suffers from being completely removed from community like this. But even if it made them totally happy and fulfilled to isolate themselves like that, there is still something so pathetic about riding so hard for a group of people who are so disgusted by you that they will pay any amount of money to avoid ever having to come in contact with you. Like, stand up.